Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
So let's talk about, you were on Indianapolis radio this morning.
Yeah, I'm talking about flies, but I just opened up Facebook during the break and noticed that there was a positive West Nile virus mosquito in Fox River Grove. So now we've had reports in Mokena on the south side and Fox River Grove on the north end of the city, the Chicagoland suburbs. So, and these are not human cases. These are mosquitoes testing positive, which means it's out there. It's in our backyard. So, folks, if you're spending any time outdoors, if you've got kids playing in the yard, get some insect repellent on them and please stay protected.
Okay, so are they testing, are they catching the mosquitoes testing the mosquitoes, or are they testing the birds that...
They're testing the mosquitoes.
They're testing the mosquitoes.
Yeah, so like, you know how I was talking last time I was on the show, North Shore Mosquito Abatement District, they're our friends. They test mosquitoes all the time.
How do you test a mosquito?
You basically draw up, they collect standing water, and then they scientifically evaluate the species of the larva and the adult mosquitoes that they're collecting, and then they test it for any viruses that they might be carrying. It's a DNA thing, I think.
Seriously,
I haven't seen the actual process, but like, their lab is very impressive, so I know that they do these regularly so that they know where exactly they need to be testing or treating.
Spreading,
rather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that they were collecting the dead birds.
Well, they do that too.
And then run an analysis on the dead birds.
There's levels to West Nile, reports. There's mosquitoes testing positive. There's birds testing positive, which means it's then been transferred from a mosquito to a bird. And then you've got human cases too. So hopefully my word to the listeners is stay protected. Make sure you're using a product that has an active ingredient that's EPA approved, which will be DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus. So there is a natural option out there. But check the labels on the products before you buy them, and don't give in to the gimmicks. Any kind of plug-in thing, any kind of citronella candle is not going to do squat to keep your body protected.
I threw all that crap out.
Good.
I did my garage.
Good.
Last weekend. My wife left.
Yeah.
And I had the house to myself.
Yeah. Oh,
so
that's
I backed
nice.
Out both cars.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm going at it.
Nice.
And I had like literally 15 citronella candles. I'm
my gosh.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, they're nice ambience, but like, that's about it. They're not going to do anything to control populations of mosquitoes in the air. So
they looked fantastic in my garbage can. They've been in my garage. Listen to me. They've been in my garage in my new house for 5 years.
Wow.
They were in my garage in my other house for 5 years.
Oh, no.
Somehow they got moved from my house in Charlemagne to my house on the other side of Northbrook.
Unbelievable.
So I've been holding these freaking candles for 10 years.
You've been schlepping citronella.
It was like breaking free. I'm like, this is awesome. I picked up two whole shelves of storage.
Yeah.
It was great. Mike, it was a great... And they weren't the small ones. They were the gigantic ones.
The buckets.
Yeah,
After all this rain that we've had, I have to remind folks, standing water elimination is the one thing that you need to be diligent about. Any kind of toys in the yard, bird baths, any kind of thing that can collect more than a tablespoon of water. That's all they need to lay their eggs is a tablespoon. That's it. Dump the water out. Your plant saucers, barbecue covers, tarps, tires, all of that stuff. Dump out the standing water, because that's what creates a breeding heaven.
Can you say that one more time? Because, we have water bowls outside.
Oh, yeah. Pet bowls, bird baths.
What do they... Can you repeat that one more time?
All the amount of water that a mosquito needs to lay their eggs and reproduce is a tablespoon of water.
Rich, you've got something familiar with the mosquito. There you go. Okay.
So anything that can hold water, toys, tarps, any kind of tires, barbecue covers, plant saucers, anything like that needs to be dumped out.
The rims of things,
yes.
the tops of things,
yes.
With grooves in it.
Even if you have a wheelbarrow flipped over, you still got a lip on there that's going to collect water. So dump out your standing water, especially after a rain. Wear insect repellent when you're outside to stay protected. And reach out to Rose if you want a service for your yard. It is amazing. Our customers swear by it, especially if you've got graduation parties or Father's Day barbecues coming up. I mean, get on our schedule. Now is the time to do it, and you will notice a significant drop in populations once we come and do our thing.
Phone number for our listeners that want to reach out.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
All right. Well, thank you for that. We're going to get to, we've got three pages. I think it's now up to five pages of text messages. Some of our texters not taking too kindly to your fan suggestion, Rich. We'll get to that. And then 773, I just wanted to point this out. Get the 773 comment, please?
Yeah, Kegel exercises. What? Makes no sense and not really funny. Thought you'd be interested in the input.
Okay, here, listen to me, okay? Men could do Kegel exercises. It's a known fact, okay? I do them every day. And my area is very, 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 very conjoined and tight. And you know what? If that bothers you, take your shoes off and go touch some grass, right? I mean, seriously, you're that upset? I mean, for the love of God, right? It's a real estate show, right? If I just talked about real estate, people be driving into embankments, Rich. I mean, take it easy.
Lighten up, French.
Thank you, for the love of my gosh. 312 phone number for you. Listen,
call Rose at 1-800-GOT-PESTS. We got folks in the office. Get on our schedule for a mosquito service. RosePestControl.com.